In terms of operating that facility, it'll be helpful to have a decision in terms of what's our operating capacity during a situation where the district's in the red, which is the highest risk of community transmission. We were not there last Wednesday, but we are there now, and we know that that change can happen fairly quickly, as we saw recently. So it'll be good to have a decision about what our comfort level is in terms of allowing spectators in the building in a high-risk red scenario, as well as in the lower-risk green scenario. I think if we can identify those two outcomes, then we as the staff can communicate if the community's transitioning between, you know, those two ends of the spectrum, we can accommodate that and communicate that and discuss the individual timing. But having a sense for whether spectators and how many are allowed in a high-risk scenario will be important, as well as potentially today if we can come to some conclusion about the lower-risk green area. I think our default position would be to continue operating where we are right now, with the 60 to 80. Definitely we've got a lot more information that we brought forward tonight that I think we hope to get, as Andrew said, some consensus or a decision from the council on those two different items.